Adam, have we ever done anything other than an original segment?
I don't think so.
No, I mean, maybe other people, I'm not going to say who, some unscrupulous podcasters may steal, oh, I don't know, things like the technology segment or the death phone ringing or, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't Auntie Scott used to have some copyright on his segments?
Yes. Trademark.
Copyright Vera Charles. Vera Charles,
yeah, and then the fuckers stole that. Then he started playing that clip. Trademark. So,
Vera Charles. Yeah. Trademark Vera Charles.
Yeah, well, thanks for the call. I'll tell my parents you're on your way. I'm sure they've got Fox News on. Oh.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 3709 of the BFO for our right. The 22th of April, 2022. Y'all coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and a voice letter. Big Fatty! Earthlings, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, you're Earthlings today. Because y'all, today is Earth Day. Big Fatty, as opposed to Uranus Day. Yes. Uranus Day has got to, that needs to be celebrated. Big Fatty, are you saying Uranus needs to be celebrated? Yes, and Big Fatty, I hear Hendrick giggling. Well, anyway, let's see. But y'all, it's Earth Day, and y'all don't know how many more of those we'll have, but here we are. And Big Fatty, you just sit over there and think about Uranus, and Squeaky Piggy and I will move the show forward. Oh, he's thinking about Uranus too.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 22th of April, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, chew. Anniversariums, y'all, the first, y'all, met this person, at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas many years ago. Y'all, he is one of the original homosexual podcasters. Y'all, it is none other than the Ramble Reed and his husband, Roger.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love Ramble Reed and his husband, Roger.
It's true. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, anniversarium, y'all, y'all know these two very, very well from the good days and from the, Pride 48s, and y'all, they're just as delightful as can be. Y'all, it is Taylor the Latte Boy and Babalu. Yes, Big Daddy, and I hope they all get a big old piece of cake.
Happy anniversary.
Knock it off. Oh, Big Fatty, the spirited happy music. It's true. Y'all, but before I go any further, y'all, I am recording this, of course, on Thursday, and y'all, Thursday is National Tea Day. Big Fatty, one moment, please. And y'all, I was sitting here thinking, and I was thinking about old Rat World, and you know, I think they missed the boat. I think they've missed the boat at Rat World over there at the Epcot. Y'all over there in the Uck area, y'all, they ought to have a Betty's Tea Room. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Betty's Tea Room. It's true. And, you know, it's just, unless you can have high tea. Oh, Big Fatty, is that when you have tea on 420? No. Y'all, Betty's Tea Room would be fabulous. And I think Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy send me some of the African Rubios red teas from there. Big Fanny. Y'all, let's just see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all didn't do a whole lot. I guess I had already had the Boar's Head Bayfren and Cheese Sandwich. Y'all just watch things on the TV machine. The news and the Jeopardy. Y'all watch the wheel too. And then, of course, it was the Survivor and the Beyond the Edge or whatever, the Edge of Night or something. And y'all, it's still ugh. But if it's renewed, I'll be very surprised. But anyway, y'all, another cool night in the chamber. If Whitman Tinker snuck in, he did it without me knowing. Big Fatty, are we back to talking about Uranus? But you know, if Whitman Tinker wants to talk about my anus, Big Fatty Vulcan. anyway, y'all, it was such a good night's sleep. Y'all didn't wake up until about 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. A.M. in the morning, y'all got up, had McCaffrey, read the paper, did the Sudoku, checked in with Miss Gail King, and y'all, I had for my breakfast, I had the other half of my bacon and cheese hoagie, y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, it's a little warmer than yesterday, but pleasant nonetheless. And y'all, then I came back here to the villa, and y'all, I had decided that I, y'all, with all the rain we had last week, y'all, I think the pollen is about over. It's probably 98% over. The bricklies are not falling out of the trees anymore. And y'all, Ruby Red didn't have very much pollen on it when I took it to the car wash. It was... So what I decided I was going to do, because y'all, my new cushions came in for the veranda furniture. So, y'all, I took everything off the veranda, and I hosed the area down. Big Fatty, are we talking about Uranus again? No. Hosed off the furniture and everything, and y'all just got it all looking nice and everything. And once that all dried, while it was drying, y'all, I did the same thing to the back porch of the villa and got it looking all nice and all too. And then I, once everything got dried, I put everything back up, put the new cushions on the furniture, And y'all, it's lovely. It's just lovely. And I'm pleased as punch. Y'all, it's sort of a fern pattern, which, you know, fits right into the Fern Gully theming that Big Fatty goes with. And y'all, I'm just pleased as punch. And y'all, after that, y'all, I got me a share. And y'all, then I just laid down for just a short little nip a nap. I don't know that I actually went to sleep. I may have, but it wasn't more than about 10 minutes. And y'all, I just decided, oh, it is National Tea Day. And so y'all, I got up and I, one moment, please. And I fired up the kettle, as they say. You know, that's the one that Miss Miseries Lauren sent to me. And y'all, I've made a nice little hot tea, and now I'm recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Coach Chad. Sorry, it's raining. I'm in my car. I don't know if you can hear that. I just got called out on your show. Apparently, you don't have any voicemails, and you wondered where I was. So, here I am. So, what have I been up to? Dealing with bullshit. Lots of bullshit. I have found that being manager is nothing but BS. Up one side, down the other. It is not fun. And right now we're in a helium shortage, and I am having trouble getting helium. For all you people out there, just letting you know, don't yell at anybody who sells helium because the price of helium's gone up. It's not on them. We had nothing to do about it. It's all the natural gas people, because helium is a byproduct of natural gas. That's where it comes from. You can extract it from the air, but it's not cost effective, so they don't extract it from the air. The two major plants that sell helium are down, and there could be no balloons someday. And I'm not sad about it. I'm waiting for the day when I don't have to sell balloons anymore, because I hate balloons. I hate them so much. Anyway, just called because you told me I needed to. So I hope you're having a great day. I have to go deal with more bullshit.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is y'all, that of course is that Gus Chan. And Gus Chan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it sounds like you've left the mechanical running. Oh, Big Fatty, he's done now. Okay, but Gus Chan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I'm sorry you're having to deal with the bullshit. Oh, Big Fatty, he's back. He is, or at least the windshield wipers are. Big Fatty, sounds like somebody needs to send him some new wiper blades. We don't know that for sure, but anyway, Gus Chad, I did not. Big Fatty, what's he saying? I don't know. Big Fatty, I think he's... Big Fatty, you know the mechanical never, it always used to cut off on you, and clearly it's never gonna cut off on Gus G. And well, oh, Big Fatty, I think he got out of the can. Well, it sounds like it, but y'all, I didn't know that. Helium came from natural gas. Big Fatty, are we back to Uranus again? No, I learn something new every day. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, I'm sorry to report that I did not, as of this recording, receive any other lurker messages. So y'all, we don't have a chance to play that third lurker bumpa. But y'all, I've decided since it's Earth Day weekend. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm gonna extend lurker week through the time until I record on Sunday afternoon for the Monday little show. So, lurkers, you still got a chance. You still got a chance to make Big Fatty happy. Y'all, all it takes is an e-letter or a voice letter like Rick and did. And y'all, I'd love to hear from someone who has never de-lurked before. Y'all, it would just make Big Fatty touch himself. Ah, Big Fatty, we're back to Uranus again. No one, anyway. Tonight, we normally would have Fall Right at Fatty's. And y'all, Granny was feeding everybody. I had to go to the Costco and get the stuffed bell peppers and a bag of the garden solid and everything. But Granny called me while I was on my nipple walk Thursday morning and said, "Oh, I can't make it." And I said, "Oh, Lord." Y'all, he had forgotten it was his sister-in-law's celebration of exiting the birth canal. They're going out for supper. And so he said, "Y'all just go ahead and enjoy it without me." And I said, "Well, maybe we'll move it to Saturday." And Derwood says, "Oh, I cannot come on Saturday." And so I said, "All right, well, we'll have drinks and appetizers on Friday, and drinks and supper on Saturday." And then Granny says, "No, y'all go ahead and eat supper on Friday." And I said, "Well, thank you for calling." So y'all, I have no idea how it's all going to work out, but I can guarantee you one thing. However it works out, I'm going to let you know on the Monday little show. Y'all, one other thing, real quick. Y'all, there's a new show called the Come Dance With Me, and I've recorded the first episode. It's one of those quiz programs, but it comes on Friday night, so maybe on CBS. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's a Greek Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox, on Sunday. That's when the Greeks, Big Fatty, y'all, I guess the Greek bunny brings the hides the baklava or something, I don't know. anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over at the Mix, and Daniel, I know that you think that I steal everything. Is there anything that you might be accused of stealing from me?
Yeah.
Oh, Big Fatty, if that's his Aunt Clara impression, that sucked. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.